connected. You have the Inyan of the Arayas mentioned at the end of Achrimos, at the end of Kedoshim, and in both parshas, the Torah mentions how the Torah tells us that as a result of the abominations committed, especially in the Yonim Vigili Arayas, this is why the nations that were there were rejected and were vomited out by the land. And we are warned as well that if we were to commit these types of averos, it could happen to us as well. The Lashna Pasuk is interesting. In Parshas Achrimos, V'lo soki ha'aretz eschem, v'tama'achem osa, kashe koras ha'goy asher lefneichem. Ki koras ha'yasem, ko to'eba, se'ele v'nechlesu. The end of Parshas Kedoshim, ושמרתם את כל חוקותיי ואת כל משפטיי ועשיתם אותם ולא סקי אתכם הארץ שאני מביא אתכם שמה לשבת בה. The idea itself is very, very profound, and we know that Rashi already quotes the idea from Chazal that the land, it's like a natural consequence, that the land cannot be sovel over Avera. Rashi says in Parshas Achrimos, Mashal ben Melech shechilohu davar ma'us ye'in omid b'meyav el makio, someone who's very sensitive in their digestion, so they have something that's repulsive, it just simply gets vomited out. Kach Eretz Yisrael, Eina Mekayemes, Ovi Avera. The Ramban famously says in the beginning of Chumash, Parshas Bereishis, on the famous Rashi that asks from B'Shem Rav Yitzchak, why does the Torah begin with Kriyas HaOlam? And Rashi says, it's ordered to teach us the message that the Eretz Yisrael was given to us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he gave the lands to who he chooses, and therefore ultimately we're justified in taking Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Ramban asks an obvious question on the whole question of Rashi. Doesn't the Torah have to give us the basics of Emunah? Wouldn't the Torah want to tell us that Bias Olam and so on? The Ramban is masbir as follows, that the Torah didn't have to go into the detail that it does regarding the Bias Olam of Sheshes and Mebreshes, what was created in Yoni Gan Eden. These things are very esoteric. They're not to be understood in the most literal way. And it's enough to keep that as a part of the Shalshalas of the Masorah people would have, Yechidim would be privy to, but why put it out there as part of the Pesukim of Torah Shebichsav? Let it remain as part of Halacha Moshe Sinai, Torah Shebalpeh. So the answer, according to Rabban, is as follows. Rabbi Yitzchak says, because there's one takeaway message that we should hear, even from the Pshuto Shel Mikro, without knowing the depth of it, by reading the stories of Sefer Bereishis, even though things that are esoteric, but there's something that should resonate, and that is the following. The sipur of the story of Bryas Adam, he had everything in his control. He was in Gan Eden, the choicest real estate in the world. And then he did a chait, and he was chased out of Gan Eden. The Anshe Dor Mabul sinned, they were chased out of the world. They were destroyed. And only Noach Ubanav was spared. And what is the takeaway message from all of this? The takeaway message is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way set up the world in such a way that if a nation sins, then they are driven out of their land, because that's the mishpat ha'olkim ba'aretz mi'olam. And this is why Canaan sinned, and therefore he was cursed to be an Eved Olam. He can't be Yoresh, the special lands that Kadosh Baruch Hu had in mind, but rather Yerushua Avdi Hashem Zera Ohavo. This is the message of why the Torah goes through all the details that are mostly esoteric, in order to just bring out that message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned things in such a way that when we behave, so to speak, and our standards are according to what Hashem expects of us, then we deserve to be where we are, and otherwise, Golus is a natural consequence. Interesting diuk in the Lashon HaPasuk. In Parshas Achrimos, the Pasuk says, V'osaki ha'aretz eschem v'tamachem osa. Parshas Kedoshim, it says, V'lo saki eschem ha'aretz. So notice where it says eschem. In Parshas Achrimos, V'lo saki ha'aretz eschem. Parshas Kedoshim, V'lo saki eschem ha'aretz. I think the word is as follows. In Parshas Achrimos, the focus is on what the Anshei Ha'aretz before you did, and it's saying that the land should not do that to you, but it's focusing on the land and the potential of the land to do what it did for the nations before. So V'lo saki ha'aretz eschem. So that it won't spit you out. It's the quality itself of the land that does it, that can do that. Parshas Kedoshim, the focus is what it says right before this. Ushmartem es chukosai, ves kol mishpatai. Do my mitzvahs. Hashem is begging us and rooting for us. He's saying, observe the mitzvahs. And therefore, velo saki eschem haaretz. The focus is on you, because here the focus is on the optimism. In other words, as a result of that, you will not be spit out. So the Torah puts the eschem as a dagesh. Before, the dogish was on the quality of the land itself. The land can't be sova over avera. Rashi quotes, "Blusaki aretz eschem," because it's on the aretz. Here, if you observe my mitzvahs, which is what I want you to do, then the lo saki eschem haaretz, asher ani mevi eschem sham, I'm bringing you there, l'shebes ba, I want you to be there, I want you to do the right thing, I want you to be able to live up to the standards that you'll be able to stay there. So therefore, lo saki eschem haaretz, the land will not spit you out. You will be there, you'll be able to remain there. L'shebes.